My dear friends, this is Dominic Solo, Christ Intervention Ministries. Always good to be with you. You know, I just want to walk around like Jesus. I just want to have his eyes. I want to have the Father's eyes. I really want to come to that place that I don't judge people by their outward appearance, but I have the eyes of God to look deep into their brokenness, into their hurting, to their abandonment, their rejection, to see why they're acting like they're acting, to see why they're dressing like they're dressing. Instead of being somebody with a critical spirit, that I would have eyes looking for where to apply the healing balm of Gilead, to just be able to look at them, to see the wounds inside of them, to see the hurting, to see the tears that they're crying on the inside, and to be able to minister to that part of their soul, to be able to speak to that wounded soul, to add that healing balm of Gilead over those wounds, to see the infection to disappear. Oh, that would be just such an awesome life every day, 24/7. To never be offended, that nobody can offend you, because you're seeing with the eyes of God. You're seeing these full-grown adults in diapers that are filled. As the King James says, they stinketh, and we have to change that diaper. And while they're squawking and complaining and saying nasty things to us, we just keep changing that diaper, that we don't respond to the demonic spirits that are controlling them, but we minister to the brokenness that's inside of them, that's been hidden away. A lot of times people are very prideful and arrogant. They're just such know-it-alls, and all that is a facade. All that is protection. It's just hiding the brokenness that's inside of them. Oh, I just pray in Jesus' name, you and I will begin to walk in this great anointing, the sons of God at the end of the days, the revealing, the manifestations of the sons of God, the Bible talks about. What an anointing that will be on us. We'll be so broken. We'll have a broken, contrite spirit. Oh, the old nature will be so dead, and we'll be so alive for Jesus. We will be his hands here on earth. The Bible says that when Jesus returns, we're going to be like him, to reach that maturity in our faith, to reach that maturity in our emotions, that we're not drama queens, or should I say drama kings, that we should just basically be walking in the love of Jesus Christ, and that forgiveness, that unconditional love, that sacrificial love. No matter what words people say to us, no matter what bitterness is coming from them, we're not responding to the bitterness. We're not responding to the nasty words, but we're looking deeper. Where are those nasty words coming from? Is that a broken spirit inside of that person? Is that somebody who's been so rejected and so abandoned that they have porcupine love, and the minute you get close to them, they're trying to stick you with their quills? Well, I pray that we be like spiritual surgeons, that we can just move into the deeper realms of people's lives and their emotions, and we can reach inside the power of the Holy Spirit with the blood of Jesus, the healing balm of Gilead, and we can apply that healing balm to the most deepest wounded parts of their souls, that we can speak life into them, a Zoe life, a life more abundantly. Jesus did come to give us a life more abundant. The Bible says we can comfort others whether we have been comforted. Isn't that a great thing that we can do? Isn't that an awesome place we can stand? We can bring them comfort that they've never had before. We can bring them peace that they've never had before. Isn't that a lot better than a critical spirit ripping apart the outside of man, looking out at the dust on the outside and judging them, but to look, like Paul said, strength to the inner man, that we can begin to look at the inner man of people. We can begin to look inside of them and not on the outside of them. Instead of looking at the book's cover, to look, to read what's inside the book, to have patience in that time, to be able to be with them, to talk to them, to minister to them. I love you. This is Dominic Solo. You can email me at goodnews@gate.net. I love you. God bless.